and all you thought was wrong. You used it for the lyrics of your favorite song. You are a maze, a complex sum. I'm counting on my fingers and I'm onto my thumb. You are a storm, you are my little storm. I watch the wind change to find out where you've been blown.
St. Andrew's lecturer invents new technique to measure the popularity of medieval books. University pipe band comes second in Highland Games.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Monday the 23rd of April. With today's Star headlines, I'm Kelly Satchell. Dr. Catherine Rudy, lecturer in the School of Art History at the University of St. Andrews, has invented a new technique that can measure which pages in medieval manuscripts are the dirtiest and consequently were the most read. This is done using a machine called a densitometer and has revealed that one of the dirtiest pages in a selection of European religious books was a prayer to St. Sebastian, who was often prayed to because his arrow wounds looked like the bubonic plague, highlighting self-interest and a fear of illness as important sentiments from the medieval ages. The St. Andrews University Pipe Band finished second at the Loch Norman Highland Games on Saturday. Also, all students and community members of St. Andrews from the band that entered individual competitions placed or won their respective events. The pipe band will perform locally at the commencement ceremonies at St. Andrews on May 12th. Worldwide cancer charity Association for International Cancer Research, AICR, based in St. Andrews, has received funds from local students of Madras College. AICR grants awards to the best research projects wherever in the world they are taking place, and currently funds 201 active projects, but receives no government funding. The students were encouraged after fellow student Cameron McKay did work experience there and organised various events such as a lunchtime open mic session in the Assembly Hall to raise a total sum of £250. Edinburgh Airport has been sold to Global Structure Partnership for £807 million. Its owner, BAA, put it on the market last October after Competition Commission ruled that it had to sell either Edinburgh or Glasgow. GIP also owns Gatwick and 75% of London City Airport, as well as holding major stakes in Biffa Waste Services and the Port of Brisbane. On the Rocks 2012 has officially finished. If you missed any of the shows, then check out the Star website where there are loads of interviews and reviews from the week. And those are today's headlines. More news tomorrow or anytime on the news pages of the Star website.